The angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for behold, I proclaim to you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. For today, in the city of David, a Savior has been born for you, who is Messiah and Lord." In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Welcome to a New York Catholic conversation. My name is Deacon John Catalano, and I am joined by my favorite New York City point guard, Frank Alasia. Hey, Frank, how are you tonight?
I'm doing fine. How's everything, Deacon?
Everything is great. We just entered this beautiful new season of Advent, and we're now preparing for something wonderful. And we need to be alert, of course. We're preparing for the arrival, the birth of Jesus Christ into our lives, and for the miracle of the incarnation, God made man. So how do we prepare during Advent? Well, when we have a Thanksgiving dinner or a big event in our home, what do? We clean the house. We get out the best silverware and plates and linens. Then we sit down, we make a careful list. We buy all of the good things we want to share. Maybe with one of our special guests in mind, we buy a particular item that he or she would especially love. And when the big day comes, we know everything is in place, and then we're ready to receive our guests joyfully. And that's, I think, the way we should think about Advent. Am I right, Frank?
Yeah, I think in the first Sunday of Advent, Jesus tells us to watch. And when he says watch, he doesn't mean watch Netflix.
Yeah.
He's talking about the second coming, because as he says, we know not the day or the hour. You may ask, like, why do we start Advent with a topic like this? And I think the reason is because Advent is a penitential season, kind of like a mini Lent. And Jesus wants us to watch ourselves. It's a good season to take some inventory of our lives and make some positive changes.
Yeah, and when we do that, the first thing we review is our sort of our prayer practice. And it reminds me that adoration of the Blessed Sacrament is a perfectly appropriate, Advent practice. Just sitting in front of the Blessed Sacrament quietly, emptying your mind, no thoughts, just being present with God. And sometimes you find that you can escape even from your own thoughts or sense of failure or weaknesses, all the things that are in your mind. And for many people, it's a very fruitful spiritual practice. And as you say, it's a penitential season. That means that we need to start that. We wear purple vestments. The altar is shrouded in purple. It's a reminder that we have to prepare.
Yes, it's a season of mercy, because God the Father is sending his Son to save the world. And that's good news, because we all need a Savior. In this day and age, a lot of people, they don't need God. They don't believe they sin. I'm okay, you're okay. Many of us think of ourselves as kind, loving, compassionate people. And I know we are in a lot of ways, but don't forget to end that with sinner. We're kind, loving, compassionate, nice sinners. And we need a redeemer. I'm not against the hustle and bustle of the Christmas season, the shopping, the excitement. I like Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. I like Elf. I like the Grinch. I have nothing against the Grinch. But they cannot be the dominant things in the season. The most important thing in this season is that we are preparing for the birth of our Savior.
Yeah, and the Blessed Mother comes in big time during Advent, because she's always present throughout Advent, right? During Advent, we have the feast, the Immaculate Conception of the Blessed Virgin Mary on December 8th. That's a solemnity and a holy day of obligation. And then on December 12th, we celebrate the Feast of Our Lady of Guadalupe, which is a big day for not only the Hispanic community in New York, but for all of us in New York. And even as we pray the rosary, which many people do during Advent, the joy-filled mysteries include focus on the Annunciation and the Visitation, and of course, the birth of Jesus. So she's always present, Mary is, and it's a good idea to keep her in your heart as you go through your Advent journey.
Without question, because she is always pointing us to her Son, Jesus. Mother knows best.
And so what else can we do with Jesus in mind during the season?
Well, I think what we can do for Jesus is, Jesus wants our heart. He wants our will. That is what he's after. And Jesus knows better than us. That's why it's his plan for us is what we have to accept and what we have to pray for. Pray for God's will to be done and pray that you have the strength to accept it. You know, a lot of times people, they ask for this, they ask for that, but we never really think of saying, Jesus, I turn it all over to you. I trust in you. What is your will for me? And I think that is an imperative point during this season.
Yeah, when we go to Mass, listen, at the beginning of every Mass, the penitential rite is, Lord, have mercy. Christ, yes. Have mercy. Lord, have mercy. So we cry by recognizing that we ourselves are sinful. Now we know that we need God. We need a Savior. And when we recognize that, now all of the words of Advent come to life. O come, Emmanuel, and ransom us, captive Israel. And we start off every prayer with, God, come to my assistance. Lord, make haste to help me.
Yes, absolutely. I have a certain, I have a little plan here that I put together.
No way.
Maybe some suggestions for our friends out there during Advent. And the first one is to make sure that you get to confession to start your Advent.
Which, by the way, Frank, you know, in the Catholic people, I've fallen back to maybe twice a year, once right. At Lent, once Advent. But don't forget that Advent confession. That's a good one.
Yeah, and try to go twice. One, and once at the beginning, and once midway. You know, in our other podcast, I had suggested that that if you don't know your sins, to ask your spouse. She'll be sure to let you know. And my cousin Jamie had listened to the podcast, and he said, Frank, I don't know about that advice. He said, I don't know if a priest has 24 hours to spend in a confessional with me. Yeah. So I think he brought a good point. The second one would be to go to a weekday Mass. I know we, you know, naturally go to your Sunday obligation and your holy days of obligation, but a weekday Mass is always good. And if you can't do that, stop in a church for 10 minutes and spend some quiet time with Jesus, because, you know, the Lord doesn't like to compete with all the noise that goes on outside in our lives. You know, he likes to whisper to us. And when you're in church with him by yourself, you tend to hear much clearer. Another thing, say a rosary. It only takes about 15 or 20 minutes to say a rosary. But if you can't say a rosary, a Hail Mary, a Decade, just some kind of prayer. And then maybe some secular things. Maybe you stay off social media. Of course, this podcast doesn't count. Just keep listening to this. You know, maybe you give up drinking alcohol, or maybe you don't put sugar in your coffee, or maybe God wants us to put up with an annoying person. You know, we don't think of those things sometimes, that God gives us these mini crosses for us to bear. And, you know, we want to do one thing, but he's asking us to do another. And during this season, as you know, with all the hustle and bustle, you will run into a lot of aggravating situations and, you know, aggravating people. Just try to be more patient and accept whatever God sends your way during this Advent season.
I was getting worried. I thought you were going to hit us with a very long list, but those are some pretty good suggestions. They sound basketball players. They want to be ready when the game starts. But hey, listen, Advent is a time when we want to be ready. So let's make sure that everything is ready for when the Lord comes.
Yeah, because if you do put in a good Advent, okay, Christmas won't end with Christmas Day. It'll last the year. It'll last a lifetime. But I think it's very important to prepare and keep the first things first.
Nice work. Okay, that's great. Love talking to you about it. And if anybody wants to comment on this, just hit us at anycatholicconversation@gmail.com. That's anycatholicconversation@gmail.com. Frank, have a great Advent. Love talking to you. I'll see you next time, okay?
God bless. Thanks, Deacon.